Hey lovies, this is Christina from Karma's Eye Psychic LLC here on Universal Spirit Podcast. Today we are going to talk about the magic of the three faces Japanese proverb. For those of you who have never heard it, this is a very, very old proverb that says that you have three faces, or we all have three faces. The first face you show to the world, the one that you use to fit in, right? The one you use to go to work with, right? And the one that you, you know, have to present to be accepted by others. The second face you show to your close friends and family. These are the people that you love, and obviously, if you do not want them to see you struggling, you put on what they call a brave face to these people, because you love them so much that you don't want to hurt them, or you don't want to ever, you know, make them feel like a burden, or et cetera, et cetera. The third face you never show anyone. And the third face is the real you. It is the face that how you really feel about things, how you really think about things, the things that you love the most and the things that you hate the most. This face usually is seen more often than not at night, right, when no one is around, right before you go to sleep, and you know, you say the things that you've wanted to say all day, and you ponder the things that you really are interested in. This would be the time where you would spend, you know, researching the things that are important to you, and all the things that interest you, right? And it could be movies, it could be, you know, media, it could be just any type of hobby. You know, for me, it's tarot cards. You know, I just dive into my tarot cards when nobody's looking, and I come up with new perspectives and new ideas about them, but I have to be alone because no one else is going to understand them. Now, you're probably wondering, why is this magical in any way? The reason why I brought this up, part of the magic series, is because this is like our three truths, right? Even though we have three faces, the ones we show to the world, our close friends and family, and just ourselves, there are still people in situations that will, you know, never have, you know, our approval. So these faces are shown to people that you are wanting to be in your life, right? Of course, the people that you dislike and you don't really care for aren't really gonna see much of any of you. If not, they're going to probably get the first face, right? But other than that, you still will not be physically around, you know, people that you don't like, especially if you're not forced to. This has a lot to do with inner work, shadow work, understanding what is true to you, and understanding that we all have an inner truth that we can't deny, and we can't say that we don't know about it, saying, oh, I really don't know myself. You do. When nobody's looking, that's a measurement of your integrity. You know, regardless of all the compliments you could possibly get, and regardless of all the, you know, criticism you could be receiving, you know whether or not if you are a trustworthy person, right? Whether it's up to their standards or even your standards, you know damn well if you can or cannot be trusted, right? Because you're the only one that knows what's going on in your mind. And you got to understand, all of us have three faces. So it's almost like even when we are encountering, you know, person to person, they themselves are, you know, switching on and off these three faces. I find it extremely interesting. Now, you may be saying, no, I treat everybody the same. Wrong. So if you have children, for example, and if you are not the boss of your company, and you know, or the boss of where you work, there is a slightly different way you would act around your boss than you would around your children. Keep in mind, this is also why stuff like, you know, child abuse, you know, spousal abuse is a thing, because apparently the face that we have to put on to our superiors is so manufactured that when we become our real selves, we take it out on those that we love, because we can only show that face around the ones that we love. So when you're around your authority figures, or your boss, so to speak, you're going to be more polite. You're going to be more, you know, patient with speaking. You're going to watch and, you know, be very meticulous with your words and make sure that you do your best not to offend or hurt anyone's feelings. And at the same time, try to appear to be very intellectual or just know what you're doing. Opposed to when you come home and you are around, you know, your children as an example, you're going to be a lot, you know, at ease with the expectations of yourself, right? You might even throw 100% responsibility out the window. You might even walk past your children and just go to sleep, knowing very well they might need to eat. But by this time, you're so mentally exhausted that you can't show that face of, you know, being concerned, because you showed that face all day at work. And you show that face of being concerned about things that you most likely probably don't really, really care about, right? But then when you get into the presence of people that you really, really care about, you're showing the face of, you know, I really don't have any consequences if I don't do anything here, opposed to when I'm at work. So believe it or not, if you think about that a little bit deeper, okay, you do in fact treat people differently. The same goes for your friends, and the way you talk around your friends, I doubt, is the same way you talk around your parents or your in-laws. Now, not one size fits all for this, you know, philosophy, okay? So, I mean, definitely, you know, A+ if you're able to talk to everyone the same, okay? That is an amazing thing. That's actually the alignment and the purpose of this philosophy, that we are so busy wearing three faces where we could just wear one, which is our true selves, right? This does go back into, you know, the understanding of shadow work and the alignment of the three, the mind, the body, and the spirit, right? So then you have the one, the two, the three faces, and they represent those very key parts of us. The relevance of this particular subject is people who currently, you know, have deconstructed from religion, even deconstructed from, you know, capitalism, okay? People have deconstructed from capitalism and have had some identity crisis seize, you know, in the last few years, and people are coming to realize not only others, but they are coming to realize themselves. So I wanted to just take it back to the original philosophy of the three faces, that in very, very, you know, traditional, you know, Japan, you know, it was not uncommon for people to, again, split themselves up in order to achieve multiple, you know, goals. Obviously, we need to eat, so we need to have some type of job or some type of ways of income where we have to rely on other people to supply us with money or to supply us with, you know, whatever it is we need. And then even if you're not taking care of a family, you're taking care of yourself. And most of the time, those things are done out of obligation rather than being done out of, you know, authenticity. And like I said, again, there's no one size fits all. If everything you do, you love, that is absolutely perfect. Like I said, that is actually the main goal. But this is what people who have not made it there quite yet would be struggling with at this time. Another way that it's magical is that when you align the mind, the body, and the spirit, right, in all three of your faces, you are a more powerful manifester. Manifestation requires authenticity. And yes, these are your authentic, you know, faces, right? This is how you act when you are in obligation. This is how you act, you know, when you are alone, right? This is the level and the measure of your karma, or even the measure of your integrity. And you will start to better understand why maybe things and doors are not opening for you. Maybe your integrity has been questioned in the spirit, you know, in the spiritual, and maybe your, you know, being trustworthy just, you know, isn't your thing at this time. So that's something that you need to work on. Even your honesty and et cetera, right? Just everything that you are looking for is already within you. And people do try to bypass working on it. And I do believe this Japanese philosophy hit the nail on the head when it comes to where you can start. And it is definitely starting with self, and definitely understanding your three faces. So What are your three faces? Do you believe you have three? Are they significantly different from each other? Are they all the same? Or do you, in fact, talk to everybody the same? Just let me know. Again, this is Christina with Karma's Eye Psychic LLC here on Universal Spirit Podcast. And I hope to see you in the next episode. Bye.